Nowruz Special. This series of programs, Nowruz Special, the Iranian New Year, has two major aims. In the introductory programs, we shall delve into the history and origin of this ancient festivity. And in our later programs, we shall examine the rituals, traditions, and festivities associated with Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. We hereby congratulate all those who celebrate Nowruz. On the Iranian calendar, this year is 1399, and we wish you a very happy and wonderful Nowruz. Stay with us. The Iranian people refer to Nowruz or New Year festivity as Eid Nowruz or simply Eid. Its origins can be traced to the history, culture and ancient legends of Iran. In ancient Iran, Nowruz was celebrated on the first day of spring, the vernal equinox, when days and nights are of the same length. The ancient Iranians believed that Nowruz was the day when the world, universe, and the first human being were created, and in fact, the famous Iranian scientist and mathematician, Abu Rehane Biruni, called Nowruz a day when nature is reborn, the rebirth of creation. According to legends and myths of ancient Iran, the fourth Iranian king of Pishdadi dynasty, known as Jamshid, founded the traditions and festivities of Nowruz and declared it a national holiday in Iran. Ancient Persian Pahlavi and Manavi manuscripts and writings often refer to Nowruz and have much to say about it. Historic writings from Persepolis, or Takht-e Jamshid as it's called in Persian, show clearly that Iranians living 2,500 to 2,000 years ago celebrated Nowruz as an ancient tradition and were well aware of it. In fact, Nowruz was one of two major festivities in Aryan New Year. Ancient Aryans had divided the year into two seasons, the warm season comprising of spring and summer, and the cold season comprising of autumn and winter. In the language of Avesta, the ancient book of Zoroastrians, the cold season was called Zima, and the warm season was called Hama. In ancient times, the cold season had 10 months, and the warm season had 2 months. Later on, changes were made to the two seasons, and summer was divided into 7 months, and winter was divided into 5 months. In each of these two seasons, a festivity was held, and each one was considered a new year. First of all, a new year festivity at the start of the warm season, marking the greening and blossoming of nature, when herds of cattle were allowed to roam free in the grasslands and prairies. And secondly, a new year festivity at the start of the cold season, when cattle were led into stables and roofed enclosures to feed and take shelter during winter months. Cyrus II, the Achaemenid king, declared Nowruz a national holiday and a national celebration in 538 BC. On this day, public spaces and public buildings were cleaned, homes and houses were cleaned, and some prisoners were pardoned. These Nowruz rituals and traditions were also observed in the reigns of other Achaemenid kings. During the reign of Darius I, Nowruz celebrations were held in Persepolis, or Takht-e Jamshid, as we say in Persian. Although the writings on the walls of the palaces of Persepolis do not directly refer to holding of Nowruz celebrations, historians and archaeologists know that the Achaemenids used to celebrate Nowruz in a big way, as a national holiday. Evidence suggests that a gold coin was minted on the occasion of Nowruz in 416 BC, with the picture of an Achaemenid soldier using a bow and arrow on one side of the coin. Darius I, the king of Persia, the Achaemenid king, ordered the minting of the coin. During the Achaemenid era, Nowruz was celebrated in an extended period from 11th of March until 9th of May each year. In the period of Ashkanid and Sasanid dynasties, Nowruz was also ritually celebrated throughout Iran. In this period, many celebrations and festivities were held during the year, the most important of which were Nowruz in March of every year and Mehrigan in early October of each year. In the Sasanid period, Nowruz celebrations were held over a period of at least 6 days, and it was divided into Little Nowruz and Big Nowruz. Little Nowruz, or Common Nowruz as it was called, was celebrated from 20th to 24th of March, or 21st to 25th of March each year. The Big Nowruz celebration was held on Khordad Ruz, which usually falls on 25th or 26th of March each year, corresponding to 6th of Farvardin on the Iranian calendar. On each of the days of the Little Nowruz, one group of ordinary citizens visited the king, the Shah, in his palace. For example, farmers and villagers, soldiers, religious priests, craftsmen, retailers, and noblemen each visited the Shah in his palace on a particular day of Common Nowruz. The Shah, or the king of Iran, used to listen carefully to what ordinary people had to say, listen to their problems and concerns, and issued appropriate orders and edicts to alleviate the concerns of the public and solve their problems. On the sixth day of Nowruz, or Khordad Ruz, which is usually falls on 25th or 26th of March, corresponding to 6th of Farvardin on the Iranian calendar, the Shah had granted the wishes and honoured the rights of the general public, and only the Shah's relatives and close associates used to visit him at the palace on that particular day. After the glorious advent of Islam in Iran, Iranians continued to celebrate Nowruz just like their ancestors. An Iranian king from the Seljuk dynasty, Jalaluddin Malik Shah, in 467 Lunar Hijri year, ordered a group of 8 top astronomers and mathematicians of his time, including the famous Iranian poet and mathematician Omar Khayyam, to correct Iran's calendar, making it more accurate. The group of 8 top scientists and mathematicians decided to designate the first day of spring as the day of Nowruz, or New Year's Day, fixing this day in the Iranian calendar. They also managed to draw up the most accurate solar calendar in the world at the time, and even today the well-known Jalali calendar, also known as Maliki calendar, is used in Iran and is pretty accurate by modern standards, quite remarkable, considering that it was devised nearly 1,000 years ago. In the Islamic period, particularly in the Safavid period, the festivities and rituals of Nowruz were intermingled and combined with Islamic traditions, giving a new look and religious meaning to Nowruz. Shiite religious authorities saw Nowruz as a joyous and blessed occasion, and according to some Islamic hadith or narrations, Prophet Adam, the father of humanity, was born on the day of Nowruz. Thus, the status of Nowruz solidified in the Iranian Islamic culture, and Muslim Iranians managed to combine the beautiful traditions of Nowruz, which was bequeathed to them by their ancestors, with the thinking, beliefs, and principles of Islam. Thus, Nowruz was made even more attractive. Islam regards Nowruz as a day to be cherished. In some Islamic hadith or narrations, it has been said that the 12th Imam, Mahdi al-Qa'im, may God hasten his reappearance, will reappear on the day of Nowruz. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible successor to the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said, according to a hadith, "The day of Nowruz is that day when the Almighty made a covenant with his servants and followers that they should only worship him and assign no partner to him and have faith in the prophets which he has sent. Nowruz is the first day when the sun has risen from the east and fertile winds have blown, bringing flowers and blossoms to earth. Nowruz is the day when the Ark of Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, came to rest on top of Mount Judi. Nowruz is the day when the Archangel Gabriel descended upon Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Nowruz is the day when Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, broke all the idols worshipped by his tribe. Nowruz is the day when Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, climbed upon the shoulders of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to smash the idols that the Quraysh tribe worshipped. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, smashed and destroyed the idols that were in the symbolic house of God, the Kaaba, in Mecca." In contemporary times, Nowruz has been celebrated not just in Iran, but in many other countries as well. Nowruz is recognized worldwide as a notable Iranian cultural heritage, celebrated by Iranians as well as many other peoples. In years gone by, the celebration of Nowruz was banned by many different regimes for a variety of reasons. For example, in the former Soviet Union, the celebration of Nowruz was banned for many decades in the former Soviet Central Asian republics of Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. These restrictions were in place until Mikhail Gorbachev came to power. Despite the official ban, the Tajik, Kyrgyz, and Turkmen people celebrated Nowruz in stealth or in villages and smaller towns, and these celebrations were obviously not publicized and were usually low-key and quiet events. Also, to gain official Soviet approval of the Nowruz celebration, some people in Central Asia decided to change the name of Nowruz, observing the Nowruz traditions under a different name. For example, in Tajikistan, the Tulip Festivity or 8th of March celebration was just a way of observing Nowruz rituals and traditions under a different name. And also, when the Taliban ruled Afghanistan, no Nowruz celebrations were allowed nationally, and the Taliban only recognized the lunar Hijri calendar. The geographical region in which Nowruz was observed from ancient times is huge and covers many countries. Today, in this same region, Nowruz is by and large celebrated by the local peoples. This huge region includes the entire Middle East, the Balkans, Kazakhstan, the Tatar Republic, which is part of Russia, Western China, or Chinese Turkestan, Central Asia, Sudan, Zanzibar, Asia Minor, and the entire Caucasus, Astrakhan, which is in modern Russia, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, Tibet, and so on. There are variations and differences in Nowruz traditions as well as in some of these countries. For example, in Afghanistan, we have the Nowruz tradition or the Nowruz spread of seven fruits. But in Iran, we have the Nowruz tradition of the Haftsin table or the Haftsin spread. Even in countries like Egypt and China, where Nowruz has not been traditionally celebrated, today there are Nowruz-like celebrations held in various regions of those countries. On 30th of March 2009, the Canadian Parliament officially recognised the first day of spring, the day of vernal equinox, as a day of Nowruz, the first day of the Iranian New Year. The Canadian Parliament recognised Nowruz as an essentially Iranian tradition and cultural heritage which has spread to much of the world. On 24th of February 2010, the United Nations General Assembly in New York passed a resolution and recognized the International Day of Nowruz, which promotes the culture of peace around the world. Thus, Nowruz has been acknowledged by the United Nations as a truly international festivity and has been registered as part of the world's heritage. Well, thanks for being with us. In our next program, we shall look at the traditions and rituals of Nowruz in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Until then, goodbye and God bless.